On today's episode of Title Talk, Boris joins the show. I'm going to open up your cowardly mailbag questions. We'll get to that first. And then Alonzo joins the show a little bit later, and we're going to talk about this Patriots loss in Pittsburgh, which just has everyone absolutely weeping. Thanks for listening. Question, which is really stupid, and I know you're being a smartass. Do you lift, bro? Come on.
Have you seen Bryson?
Have you seen me?
He's massive.
I'm extremely handsome, okay? I weighed in at 190 this morning. A little big for my liking, but of course I lift. If I didn't, I would be 230 pounds, and I would look like a lot of you.
With those little stubby arms.
Exactly. All right, Nate, I'm not going to read your at. Because actually the last at is at M-A-F-U-Z-Z-Y-Y-Y. And I'm not going to even begin
to pronounce
that.
Would you like me to read Nate's at?
No, please don't. Nate, change your at, you absolute coward. He says, who's the biggest coward you know? For me, this is Dwayne Allen or Jacob Hollister. And what are you so afraid of? Okay, Nate, this is an X reference.
And
What am I afraid of? Actually, you know what? A funny thing I'm afraid of. I don't know why. I'm afraid of carbon monoxide poisoning.
That's pretty
I really
scary.
Can't explain.
I'm scared of that too. I think that's fair.
No, but it's just one of those weird things because, like, if I start to feel sleepy and I'm at my house, I'm thinking I'm being carbon monoxide poisoned and I refuse to go to sleep, so I don't take naps anymore.
But biggest coward.
I can't nap. I'm gonna die right here because I took a nap.
Biggest coward, definitely Jacob Hollister, rolling up on Malcolm Mitchell's knee in the Detroit preseason game last year. I hate you. Ooh. I hate you so much. You ended his career, you bastard.
That was Mr. Price. Mr. Price sends us all the injured Georgia dogs.
Sad.
It is sad. All right. Our boy Lane Smith says, as an avid Pats fan who's going to WVU next year, bad choice, but respect your decision to be in my beautiful state. What can I expect for hate coming from people there? Well, Lane, you're going to be in Steelers country, which is just a sad, deplorable situation because none of these people have IQs over 70. It's really sad. What you're going to have to do is you have two choices, okay? You can just not talk about football. You can just blend in. You can never talk about football ever. You just wear regular t-shirts and show up to class and pretend like you're a Steelers fan, I guess. And that'd be probably the best move. But the move that you could do and the move that I always did is just wear your Patriots shit and just talk shit to everybody. Just you're going to get hate. Screw it. Just talk shit to everyone. And if you have a problem, you just hit me up in the DMs. They don't want the smoke. Just kidding, Lane. Don't do that. We don't want to get arrested. Just wear your jersey. Just wear it everywhere. Who cares? You won't get too much shit. You'll get a little bit. But for the most part, what can they really say? Because they're Steelers fans. Like, what are they going to say? We won one game against you in the past 20 years. Is that how many? Two?
Two.
They won two games in the past 20 years. So they have not much to say, Lane. So no worries. Boris, you're going to love this next question. It's Boston Cream. He says, how many 10-year-old kids could you beat up at once? Well, these kids nowadays, bro, they're all Fortnite gamers. I don't know. I think at least 3.5. 4 is pushing it for me.
just send the hordes of them. I'll take care of them.
Can you just imagine a video of me and just being overtaken like in like a 300 type video where these little kids are just demolishing me?
Bryson, picture it. Me, you. We're in a Call of Duty zombie setting.
Round 10-year-olds with no weapons.
Round 50 of 10-year-olds.
Roundhousing little kids.
Roundhousing little kids.
All right. Chris Taylor, who's actually in our chat but never talks. Chris Taylor at CTaylor43 says, what are your PR lifts? Chris, this is a clown question. This is a clown question. I don't PR lift because I'm not a coward. I don't care how much I lift. I just lift. That's what I do. Screw you, Chris. Coward. All right, next question. Kyle Maidment says, will the Patriots be playing in Super Bowl 53? Yes. I answered it. Yes, they will be.
I am not convinced.
they will be there. The day I pick Tom Brady to not be in the Super Bowl, I will be 6 feet under from carbon monoxide poisoning. It's not happening. Tom Brady. Okay, yeah, that sounded like I was going to commit suicide, but I'm not doing that either. Carbon monoxide.
I might.
Heater poisoning. Heater poisoning. No, I'm not going to sit in my car and kill myself. That'd be lame. All right. Most underrated Christmas, and I swear to God you're spelling this wrong. It says stocking gift. It should be stocking. It's not stalking, okay? It says Christmas stocking gift. It's gum, and there's no other answer. It's chewing gum. You want chewing gum in your stocking.
Absolutely. Chewing gum.
Chewing gum. Yes, 100%. Chewing gum. All right. So Gordo 19571 says, why do people want to die if we lose a game in Miami by 1 point? Because we do.
Well, frankly,
I live a miserable life.
Frankly, I needed that.
That was my last glimmer of hope. I was so excited. The Patriots had a 99.9% chance and then just absolutely, in my life fashion, blows it at the end.
I have been miserable all week from that, so I don't want to hear it, sir.
I haven't been that miserable. I was just on to Pittsburgh. Just on to Pittsburgh. Nothing we can do about it, Boris. Just on to Pittsburgh.
I wanted to put a hole in my head after that.
This podcast is going to get flagged for suicide. We're both going to be in a mental hospital in about 24 hours.
I might need it.
All right. Says, from Pat's Hive, my boy Pat's Hive. Who will be playing in both conference championship games? This is a tough one, but as of now, I want to say the Chargers, but we've got big game Phil Rivers. And I don't know about that, but I'm going to go with the Chargers, the Patriots. And the other side, I'm just going to go Saints Rams. And I'll be wrong. I'll get one of them right. I'll be wrong on the rest of them. What do you think, Boris?
I like the Chargers-Pats pick. I think the Chiefs are going to get the one seed, and then Chargers are going to go in there again, upset them. And then the other side, I don't know, for some reason, just feels like maybe I don't think one of those teams are going to be in there. Saints, I think, will be the team in there. I don't see the Rams getting there for some reason. I just feel like maybe it's a year where an outlier team gets there, like the Cowboys or something for some reason.
For sure. There's going to be that one team. I just don't know who it is.
Like the Cowboys, their defense has just been really good lately. The offense has been picked up with Amari Cooper.
Yep. I could see the Cowboys. I could see the Seahawks. They're both playing pretty good at the end of the year. You know, all these offensive teams, offensive-oriented teams at the beginning of the year that were proclaimed to be the greatest teams of all time, the Saints, the Rams, the Chiefs, they're coming down levels. And I know the Patriots aren't really playing at their peak, but the Patriots also have been playing really good offense for a long time. And as is overall, I think the stuff that the Patriots does is just better translatable into the playoffs than the stuff that teams does. Like the Andy Reid teams, they just absolutely blow their load in October and November. They just put it all on tape. Like we were just talking about, Chris Hogan's wide open all the time. The Patriots don't get a Chris Hogan all the time. They constantly are doing these little things so they can have these playoff matchups that are good. They're going to let these teams think they can just consistently not cover Hogan or put a linebacker on Gronk or single team Josh Gordon. We'll see about that. The Patriots are going to peak at the right time. I feel like the Patriots in the hierarchy of the NFL are definitely one of the best teams, in my opinion.
Yeah, the Patriots definitely save a lot of stuff for the playoffs. And I feel like maybe this year they're saving a little too much at times.
Maybe. If we have a situation where the Patriots are going at Arrowhead and they lose, I'm going to think about this Dolphins game. I'm going to think about it. Even though Tom Brady was so good, even just a couple more plays, I'm going to think about them all year. Sucks. All right, Boris. Our Mr. Dog has a question. Chase Dog says, how is life? We already went over that, Chase. It sucks. Everyone's life sucks. Don't ask me that. Just kidding, Dog. Life's good. He says, why won't you have me on again? Coward. Well, Mr. Dog, the last time you came on, You ended up kicked from the chat because you were spewing Mariota propaganda. And I want to see you live a healthy life in the chat.
I hate you. I hate you, Mr. Dog.
Mr. Dog. Come on. I'll have you on sometime. All right, next question. This is a really good question. If a player on the Patriots were an animal at the zoo, who would it be? What would the animal be and why?
Tom Brady's a cheetah.
Oh, wow. Trent Brown is an elephant. And you know why. Because this guy's massive. Trent Brown is either a gigantic elephant or he's like a huge bear. Or he's something. What's another Patriots player that would be a zoo animal? Trent Brown could also be like a little koala bear. Just Photoshop his head on a little koala bear. He's just so cute and cuddly, and he sleeps all day, and he's never in a caloric deficit.
What's a clumsy animal?
I don't know.
If there's a clumsy animal out there, it's Cordarrelle Patterson.
Let's see. Who's the wombat in this group? He's got to be a wombat.
Gronk's a sloth. He's a giant sloth.
Slow down. We're going too fast. Actually, I have a really funny story. So, I've been to Australia twice. In the first time I went to Australia, the zoos are a little bit different there. Like, there's not, like, the animals really aren't pinned up too much. Like, they actually, I've walked amongst kangaroos and peacocks. And I don't know if you've ever seen a peacock. These things are huge.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, they're huge. They just walk in amongst us. And the koala bears, they have, like, this little den, but there's nothing from keeping them to run away. And the only reason they stay is because they have food and shelter and they're koala bears and they're just sleeping and don't give a shit about anything. But one day they woke up. And the koala bears were all gone. And they were like, where in the hell are these koala bears gone? The koala bears found it like a eucalyptus farm, like a couple miles away. And they were just all chilling.
That's actually amazing. That is so amazing.
They recovered them all. They were just all in a freaking eucalyptus. One of them was like, you guys smell that? And they're like, fuck, that's a eucalyptus farm. Just all went over there. They're like, oh no, koala bear, silly goose.
But they have kangaroos walking among you.
Yeah, they had kangaroos.
Those things are vicious. Now there's a zoo in Mass where they have like peacocks and like some of the birds that just like walk around the zoo, but a kangaroo, that seems a bit much.
Well, you know, I was a younger kid then. I think I was a sophomore maybe in high school. But they gave us kangaroo food. And, of course, there are some kangaroos with the kangaroo in their pouch. And, you know, I had no idea about kangaroos. So I'm walking around feeding the kangaroos. It's dope. And all of a sudden, they start growling at me. Like, they're growling for food. Like, I'm like, okay, it's on now. I'm going to have a one-on-one with a freaking kangaroo. They are kind of mean.
Yeah, those things will.
They really will. Actually, you know what? The koala bear story, that's Trent Brown. I can imagine every day he's at Gillette Stadium and he's like, you smell that? Something smells good over there. I'm out of here. And Belichick's like, ah, silly Trent Brown. He's over at the sushi bar again. All right. Any other animal? Can we think of any other animal? Stephon Gilmore's a wombat. He's the toughest guy. He's a wombat.
Brady's a Clydesdale. Everybody knows it.
All right. I like this question. If all 32 head coaches were to have a Hunger Games, who would win and why? It's Andy Reid because he's a fat fuck. I know what you meant, but it's Andy Reid. It's Andy Reid.
Oh, boy.
Oof, Andy Reid is definitely winning the Hunger Games.
Walrus-looking motherfucker.
He really does. He's so walrusy. It's insane. He's got the blubber and everything.
His mustache.
Wild. That's all the mailbag questions. No more mailbag questions. We're going to do a mailbag. Hopefully every week you guys keep sending me mailbag questions. And just You can ask me whatever. Like, this is almost, you can almost ask me whatever. I'm not gonna admit to any crimes I've committed. So that's off limits. Yeah, that's just about it. Ask me anything. I'll answer. This was your chance. And you guys asked me about my favorite male sex position. This is you guys. You need to seek employment.
We will not disclose that information, guys. It's between us.
We will not. We will never, never. Anything else on Patriots Twitter that we missed this week?
I don't think so.
Anything else? Something that we did miss, actually, is Miami Dolphins fans. Miami Miracle shirts. Wow. That's an L.
That's just something you expect from poverty franchise. Let's pretend.
I saw a post, and it was like, it was one of the pictures of the shirts, and someone was like, buying mine now. Dude, come, are you serious?
It's a week 14 game.
You're buying, oh man. Oh my God. I didn't even buy a Malcolm Go shirt. I'm sure those people that have Malcolm Go shirts are like Julian Edelman catches or the Vikings miracle game. But come, oh, Jesus. Come on, guys. Let's be better. The Miami Miracle was actually leaving Ben Volen in Miami. That would have been a miracle. This man actually has the audacity to say, Pats fans can appreciate this play. No, Ben, no, we can't. We can't appreciate that play. And we actually wish you would get lost in Miami and never to be recovered
again. Yeah, trolling Volen's the worst.
Sucks. He sucks, Volen. You suck. God. Freak. Who else are the Patriots guys that just really suck overall? Besides at Patriots Inform, which clearly I've already owned him.
And I don't know. I don't really have a huge issue. Do you know Patriots Maven?
Patriots what?
Maven. MAVEN. Nope.
I probably follow him, but
they play him on the radio sometimes. It's hilarious.
What is he saying?
He's just reporting, but his voice is just, it's amazing.
He's like Mike Loico, just really absolutely scratchy. Hey guys, my name is Mike Loico.
No, his voice is hard to explain. It's very unique.
Glorious. Glorious. Tom Curran telling me to put a shirt on. That's glorious. That was funny. Good job, Tom. Put a shirt on.
He said, thanks, professional booty licker, to me.
That's funny. He was so wrong, though.
Yeah, he was so wrong. Really, really bad.
Anything else, Boris? Anything else? Nathan Brown. Screw you, Nathan Brown. If you're listening to this podcast at the end,
yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you're a bitch.
Biggest rivalry in sports. Jordan Price getting laid.
Never going to happen.
I secretly have a little chart in my room. And it says, first person to get laid. And there's Jordan Price. Cam's on there. Mr. Dog's on there.
Oh boy. Is Elton on there? He needs to be on there.
No, he's actually on my chart that says people that go to prison that are gonna go to prison. And it's just waiting.
Elton on that one.
Only Elton. Only Elton.
Possibly Alan. Wait, what?
No, not Mr. Helling.
I love you, Alec.
Boris, let's get out of here. I'm going to predict my score. I already said it. I'm going to go 35-17.
You stole my Patriots score. I'm going 35-27.
I have been picking 35-17 for like the past 11 weeks. So here I am. I do it every week.
35-27.
I should start tweeting it. And then, like, no one will notice, and I'll be like, the Patriots are going to win tomorrow, 35-17.
They finally
and
do.
I'll tweet it at 3 a.m. It's just a scheduled tweet so no one sees it. And then I'll wake up and retweet myself and be like, see that? See that, guys? smartest motherfucker on Twitter. 35. You know what I hate on Twitter, actually, is every post by everyone ever that says something, insert blank prediction, I'm calling it. No, you're not calling it. You're not calling it at all. Just shut the fuck up, please. 35-17. I'm calling it. I am calling it. Boom. 35-17. It's happening. Patriots absolutely in the Steelers.
35-27. Has a masterclass. Defense isn't good enough to only allow 17.
Gilmore pick six, baby. Gilmore pick six. He almost had one last week. If he gets a pick six, we win.
Sad stuff. Shades of Asante Samuel.
What do you mean, that rude Asante Samuel? Extremely rude? Mm-hmm. You want to hear about this story?
No.
LB told us a story. He should have been on here, but he's a coward. And his cable guy is apparently murdering him in his apartment right now. But LB was telling us that some little kid held a door open for Asante Samuel. And he just didn't acknowledge the kid at all. And the kid said, "You're welcome." And Asante, like, just went off on him and was like, "Do you know who I am? I'm Asante Samuel, F you," and blah, blah, blah. Like, wow,
bitch,
bro.
What?
Yeah. So about the 10-year-olds, how many 10-year-olds could you beat up at once? Asante Samuel is, like, leading in that category because apparently he loves fighting 10-year-olds.
Awful, awful person.
Disgusting. All right, ending the podcast. I love you, Trent Brown. Love you, Boris. FU, fill insert blank, Boris. Who are we getting the big FU to?
You know what? I'm not going to give Bill Belichick the fuck you before I leave. I'm going to say, Bryson, I love you. What we're not watching is the predicted Tom Brady in decline show. We are watching the Bill Belichick in decline show. We've been watching it since 2015, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the T, sis. That's the T.
Thank you. Next.
All right. See you later, buddy.
See you, man.
All right. What's going on, Alonzo? I just want to say that I'm sorry. I apologize for absolutely nothing. Fuck you.
Fuck you. You.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You and Josh McDaniels, get shot in the sun. Both of you.
Yeah, you stole the shooting into the sun from me, too, just like you stole spread and shred from me earlier today as well.
You've stolen America and happiness from me.
Well, go fuck yourself. Just go fuck yourself. That was – my God, that was bad, man. That was – on every single level, that was terrible, except J.C. Jackson and Gilmore.
I'm holding my fiance defeated. Real ones will get that reference.
Oh, boy. I'm not a real one. I don't get it. I don't really care, though.
Alonzo, this was just frustrating from start to finish. Patriots, did the Patriots do the exact opposite of what we hoped them to do? On offense?
From Chris Hogan's touchdown on.
They did.
Yes. Yeah,
absolutely
pretty much.
Did.
Yeah.
It was so frustrating to watch. The Steelers actually have a good run defense, and there was actually
Patriots ran the ball. The Patriots ran the ball well spurts.
They should have passed the ball a lot more, though. They came out in two wide receiver sets so much. It felt like
the issue was the fucking play calling, man.
That too.
The play, just the sheer idea of running the fake reverse screen to James White on first and goal from the 15 down 14-10. It's just absurd. Like, why? It makes no sense whatsoever. God damn. But after Edelman's drop on first and 10, I think it was their second offensive drive, where it looked like they were rolling, like they were in a pretty good groove. They were spreading the Steelers out in formations and base personnel, and it made sense overall, the plan did. And Edelman has that drop on first down, and they run Burkhead into the line for 2 yards on second and 10 out of the I formation. And it was like it's just banging your head against the wall at the most inopportune and stupid times that just killed this team. It just fucking killed them. And when it looked like they had things going, the players just didn't execute. Josh Gordon maybe had his worst game as a Patriot. And it was weird because it looked like they didn't even throw to him. They threw to him twice. And that was bad scheme-wise, game plan-wise. But the third down he dropped was awful. Just, damn, this team, I don't even know what to say or make of them anymore.
One of the other biggest problems, the tackles on the road, they just forget how to play football, I think. They just absolutely forget how to play football. Trent Brown and Marcus Cannon on the road this year have been garbage from the running game to the passing game, penalties. Just terrible. Absolutely terrible. Killing drives.
I mean, it's weird, right? Because if you had asked me before the Miami game, do the Patriots suck on the road? I probably would have made fun of you. I mean, I didn't really count the first two games they played against them on the road, that is. Against Jacksonville and against Detroit. I mean, they didn't have Edelman or Gordon for those games. So I just kind of threw them out. But now, there's just no denying it anymore, to be totally honest with you.
They stink. They're playing on the road in the playoffs.
They're playing on the road in the playoffs. And I guess the good thing is this isn't fucking baseball or this isn't basketball, right? They just need one. For each game they play on the road, they need one great performance or good performance, and that's it, right? That's all you need. It won't be a best of seven series to see if they can win four on the road, because I don't think they could win like that against any team. But these last 2 weeks for their mental toughness and how they play on the road, it's been awful. There's no sugarcoating it anymore. I think Lombardi, as he usually is about the Patriots, he's right. There's just deeper problems there.
You know, I watched Football Life of Belichick the other day.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
This defense, man. It feels like that.
Is it especially I think it's just the team as a whole. Yeah. When have they showed mental toughness all season? This was their opportunity to do it. I wrote about that after the Miami game, where this was their moment. This was their on to Cincinnati, or this was their San Diego after Green Bay in 2014, or after the Gronk injury in 16. This was their moment of adversity with the whole team, their first real moment. And they came out and it seemed like they were pretty flat. And that's just a bad sign for the overall outlook and juju, I guess, of this team.
Juju.
Whatever. And for Juju, by the way, got clamped by J.C. Jackson all day. J.C. Jackson, the one with Gilmore, the one bright spot.
Gilmore made – the defense made plays today.
The defense – it's sickening, man. The defense held them to 17 points. Unbelievable.
They had so many opportunities, the offense did. They had the Gilmore bump out. They had another pick. The Steelers were just handing – the Steelers all game were trying
they
to –
they were trying to give that game. Patriots. Yeah.
That game should not have been close. The Steelers should have won by 14, 21 points.
Yeah.
The Steelers were just handing that one away, and the Patriots just could not take it. They just couldn't. And the worst thing was seeing the Tom Brady interception in the red zone.
Oh my God!
God, I think do you think he was trying to throw it away and just couldn't?
I
don't think so.
I think he was trying to throw it to Gronk. I think he was trying. We've seen him throw it away so many times. Like, it's not like he suddenly ran out of arm, right, to get that to the side, to get that out of the fucking end zone or whatever. He was trying to give Gronk a shot, I think. And I'm sorry, man.
Didn't the Patriots get backed up a couple times on that drive too? They got to the goal line. They got backed up and then they got backed up again.
No, that was the drive. They hit Gronk on the 3rd and 8 and Gronk just carried two people with him.
Yeah.
Then they had the Michelle got him down to the one, but they called a hold, an awful, awful hold on Cannon, I think it was.
Cannon was a disaster.
Cannon was a fucking train wreck. Just terrible. But they called the hold on Cannon. And I think, after that, they ran the fake reverse to James White. The fake reverse screen to James White.
Amazing.
Maybe the worst in a game full of awful play calls by McDaniels. That was probably the worst one. On first and fucking goal from the 15-yard line. Incredible. And then I'm pretty sure that next play, the Brady interception was second and 17. And he was just trying to make something happen.
Yep. Just really terrible. Where do the Patriots sit right now in the seeding? Are they?
They're third.
They're third.
And I charted out a nice little scenario for them. So, let's say KC loses next week, and San Diego gets the one, or the Chargers, LA gets the one. KC wins. They play San Diego 1-5. And the Patriots win Wildcat weekend, and wild.
This sounded like a Boston
wild
accent.
Wild card weekend. I'm sorry, man. My orientation. Fun fact: my orientation was called Wildcat Welcome. So I want to say wild card weekend, and I can't. It's just Wildcat Welcome stuck in my brain. I guess.
I'd like to throw the Patriots to the Wildcats.
I would. Yeah, man. I mean, at this point, Clayton Thorson couldn't have been more bad than Brady on that interception. Just terrible. And Brady was good all game. Not to get on his ass. I mean, his receivers, Edelman dropped maybe the best pass Brady's thrown all year.
That might have been Edelman's worst game of his career.
Well, he was good in the second half.
Yeah.
He was
two or three
putrid.
Two or three drops.
He had the awful. Awful, awful, awful drops. And that, I don't know, man. He's the one guy Brady looks at. He's the one guy Brady throws to. I don't know if they're scared to use Gronk, or I don't know if the Gronk just doesn't have it. I don't know why the hell they didn't get Gordon involved. Nothing makes sense anymore.
How about those little screen passes on third down? Can we shoot those in the sun?
I want to do that. Can we shoot second and long runs in the sun?
Yes, please.
I mean, Josh McDaniels acts like he's coaching against the Pats defense. Run. It's just awful.
You know what? It feels like the Patriots team, a lot, you know, the good teams, like Mike Lombardi always talks about, good teams aren't looking just to get a first down. They want first down on first and second.
Yes. The Patriots look like they're trying to get the third and manageable every single drive. It's awful.
Stinks. Hate to see it.
And the penalties too today. The penalties. Trent Brown, my God. Get it together. Terrible. Cannon against Watt and Cannon with the penalties. Just awful. Everyone.
This is setting up perfectly for me.
What?
This is setting up perfectly for me. You know what's going to happen?
Please.
Our Lord and Savior, Isaiah Wynn, slides into the left tackle role.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, and they're going to let Trent Brown walk because some team's going to pay Trent Brown.
Nope.
Yeah.
Trent Brown's going to he's underplaying right now. He's doing it perfectly.
He's playing like shit.
Yep.
He's played like shit how many consecutive fucking weeks?
The Patriots are going to give him the Marcus Cannon contract and we will love it.
No.
The right tackle, yes.
There's fucking offensive line inflation and Belichick's never going to pay that. And this is just depressing. I mean, the Minnesota game, remember how we were after that game? We're euphoric. It's just sad. It's sad now. But I think it's all about that fucking play in Miami. I just feel like if they win that game, I don't know why, something tells me they win this game. And I think if this was a Super Bowl team, they win today and they respond, they come out their heads on fire after that Miami game, and they just didn't do that. I didn't see them fired up once. I have not seen that fire present in this team, or for that matter, last year's team. I just haven't seen it all year.
Nope.
It's sad. I never want to write this team off because they still have Brady, they still have Belichick, and it's great, and they do have a chance. I think every game they play, they have a chance to win because of that, and more because of Brady than Belichick. But right now, are you picking them if they have to go to Kansas City? Are you picking them if they have to go to Houston, which is likely? Are you picking them in wild card weekend? Are you picking them in the wild card round? I don't know. Nothing has been inspiring from them.
Alonzo, when is the last time the Patriots have lost consecutive games in December?
2002.
It's so long. Oof. Man.
I think that's kind of a stupid stat, though, because they lost week 16 and 17 against Miami. But the Miami in 2015, but the Miami game just happened to be New Year's Day.
Was Josh Gordon on at the last play?
No, Josh Gordon was not on. They had Patterson in his spot.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, good. Take your best skill player off in the do or die play of the game. That's fucking great. And throw to him twice all game. That's great, Josh.
See, those little third down screen passes to Edelman, I like those with Gordon.
I don't know. I disagree. I just like those removed. They were so successful. Man, they were so successful early in the season. You know why they're not successful anymore? Because they've ran them into the ground. That's all they run on third downs. It's terrible.
I'm on the Patriots live stream right now, and Belichick is talking. I'm just going to say, I'm going to spam coward.
Please. Please.
I am.
No, spam. Yeah. Spam coward. Coward.
Coward. People were screenshotting it. Yes. Inject it.
Yeah. Man.
So bad.
So sad.
I was so excited for this game. I really thought the Patriots would just come out, push through, beat the Steelers. I just couldn't imagine them scoring 10 points on the road.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the path to them struggling today. I'll say that. I thought if Pittsburgh got out ahead and then the Steelers pass rush could just tee off, I saw that as the way they would struggle today. But I mean, the Steelers did their damn best to give this game to the Patriots, like we said. And J.C. Jackson did his best to take it away.
Alonzo, this team has Tom Brady, Josh Gordon, Gronk, Julian Edelman, James White, Sony, Rex Burkhead, Chris Hogan, 10 points. Slams phone, walks away, burns house down. Starts a new life.
I've ran out of theories with Gronk. I don't know if he's still hurt. I don't know if he just fell off a cliff. I don't know if they're afraid to use him right now. Because you look fucking good against Miami. I don't know. I've ran out of theories there. Gordon. I'm sorry, I'll never understand targeting him twice today. Two fucking targets for your best player. That's nice.
Alonzo, I really did think that all year the Patriots were just being a little coy. Well, yeah. With our boy Josh Gordon and Gronk.
Yeah.
We'll just save that for the playoffs. Just save it for the playoffs. But they needed that Dolphins game. They needed this game.
Well, the Dolphins game. They dropped 33, and
they could have scored more, though.
It should have been 37 with the Gostkowski misses. And I don't even hold the Dolphins game against them offensively. They scored more, yeah, but I don't think that was a usage thing. I mean, Gordon had a walk-in touchdown on a drag route that the Dolphins just batted down. I don't hold that against them. I just how do you go from that last week to today? Just the Steelers are keying in on Edelman and Gronk at the end of the game. They're just doubling them. And Gordon doesn't see a target. I don't get it. I'm baffled completely by everything.
Woodshed. Team soft. Hate to see it.
Brady is saying he was trying to throw the ball away on the red zone interception.
Oof.
I don't believe him. There's my hot take. I don't believe him. If he came out and he said, I was trying to throw to Gronk, he'd look like an idiot. Now he just looks like a bum. Like he had no arm to get it there.
Man, yikes. Just freaking yikes, Alonzo. Shoot me into the sun.
No, nothing will. This is bad. Bad. How?
What is this? Week 15?
Week 15.
Our, I guess our best hope is just the Patriots just absolutely obliterate the next two games and get on the right foot going into the playoffs. Like you said, Tom Brady, Belichick. I think the team is still good. This team's still really good.
This team is talented.
Really talented.
You know what? I sent you something the other day, I think, about the 2012 Ravens. 2012 Ravens went 3-5 on the road. They certainly weren't the best team in the regular season. They won a playoff game at home. Kind of stole one from Manning on a miracle in Denver. Then came to New England, and we were pretty battered at that point. Gronk had just rebroken his forearm, and you know, they were hot at that point. They won the Super Bowl, and that's this team's best hope. It's just catching fire. And I won't completely rule it out, and I think they can beat anyone, but I think they can also lose to anyone that's going to be in the playoffs in the AFC this year. The AFC is low-key good this year, I think.
It is. Also, someone just said Tom Brady played below average. Go fuck yourself.
Well,
No.
The interception. I'm sorry. Yeah, the interception. And then at the end of the game, he threw three prayers that never had a shot.
Also had like 5 to 6 drops.
Had 2 drops from Edelman, 1 from White that wouldn't have gotten a first down, and 1 from Gordon. He had 4 drops. Brady was good for the most part. He had one play that completely undermined the team's chance to win that game, which was the pick. And on the drive at the end of the game, he got him down there, and then once they were down there, he just couldn't get it done. It was at the same time, though, they ran 4 verticals on every play. So I don't – yeah, that's another great move by Josh, I guess. I don't know.
Brady Dragon, Josh McDaniels. Hate to see it.
I don't know what happened to Josh McDaniels. That's what's so frustrating. He's good. Josh McDaniels is good. He didn't just get – he just got bad this year, and I don't know. I don't know what the fuck happened. Maybe he's trying to learn from Belichick too much. I don't know. He's trying to learn how to become a head coach. He's forgetting about his job right now.
Yeah, I know what happened. He went to Indianapolis. The Colts, Jim Irsay, gave him some sort of pill.
He has those.
I think they might have just killed him. They might have just killed him, cloned him, took his DNA, and we have Fox Josh McDaniels right now. This is totally fake Josh McDaniels, who has no idea how to catch football.
It makes no sense. No sense. I'm sorry. Nope. Man, this team dropped 38 on fucking Chicago in Chicago. I was at the game. It happened. What? They did, what happened?
They also caught some breaks.
There in that game?
Yeah.
Well, they were without Gronk, and they were without a running back for – well, without a running back who was a threat to run for three-fourths of the game, so I don't know.
James White was in the corner wide open on the last play.
Was he?
Third down. Third down, James White. But the ball is in the air, so I can't really say that.
Yeah, no. What if Brady?
I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
I'm really upset, Alonzo. I haven't been this upset Patriots football in a while, and someone just DM'd and said the dynasty is over and Brady's gone. Yes, reject it.
Brady, if Brady came out and said he was retiring after the season, they would win the Super Bowl. I guarantee it.
Just kidding, I'm back.
Yes. Please. The Ravens of 2012 lost four of their five games in December and won the Super Bowl. I'm just trying to make myself feel better. It's hard.
It is hard, man. What were there actually any bright spots? The defense was pretty opportunistic. They gave up chunk plays a lot. Malcolm Brown
shoot him into the sun.
Goodbye, Malcolm Brown.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Shoot him into the unemployment line.
See you later.
Yeah.
They took him out.
By the way,
came in the game. They put him back in the game, Alonzo. Big run.
Okay. Yeah. You know who they could have had for a fucking fifth round pick? Snacks Harrison. Look up, please just do me a favor if you're listening to this. Look up the Detroit Lions run defense before and after the Damon Harrison trade. You know who the Patriots gave up a third round pick for this year? To be fair, they also got a fifth back. Danny Shelton. He was inactive today. How bad does he have to be deactivated in favor of Malcolm Brown? Malcolm Brown sucks.
Malcolm Brown's terrible.
Malcolm Brown fucking sucks. By the way, if anyone says this game was rigged, you deserve to die. Matt Chatham hinted at that on Twitter, and it's fucking ridiculous.
The Patriots are lucky to be in the game. They were lucky.
Ridiculous. I mean, we bitch and moan every time. Every fucking time anyone says, oh, yeah, Pets pay the refs. Game's rigged. And then you lose one fucking game where the team is undisciplined and plays like shit. And, the game is rigged. Definitely not rigged. Yeah, Matt Chatham, you fucking moron. Get the fuck out.
Wow. Hey.
Idiot.
I think it was rigged because Dwayne Allen was there.
Dwayne Allen played one snap. He played snap. He went in motion out wide on a play. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're paying him $3.8 million to play one snap. Unbelievable. But we can't talk about how much money he makes. That would make us assholes.
Rigged.
God damn.
Rigged.
Yeah. I don't know.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Just terrible. Horrible weekend of football. I'm debating whether or not I'm going to watch football for the rest of the year. It might be dead to me.
I mean, we have to sit through Pat's Bills. And there's a chance Josh Allen is going to run for 250 yards.
Nope. You're saying we, but we is me, and that's you, because it's not me.
Then we got Pat's Jets week 17.
Patrick Mahomes, baby.
What about him?
Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. Why?
I'm done.
Fuck you. Man, fuck you.
Just kidding. I'm going to watch this miserable team for the rest of the year. And that, you know what that means? It means that they're going to win 3 games and go to the Super Bowl.
it means they're just going to win out now. They're going to go on a 6-game win streak and win the Super Bowl.
Patriots go on a road fuck you tour and just absolutely obliterate everyone.
No, they play the rest of their games except the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship game and the divisional. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm an idiot. I can't believe what I just said. They play the wild card round at home. They win the divisional round in Houston because Houston's not really that good. And then they have to go to San Diego, to LA. And I swear I'm an idiot. My brain's just not working.
Okay, I lied. On the 3rd and 15, James White is wide open.
What 3rd and 15?
3rd and 15, 4th quarter, 20 seconds left. James White is at the 10-yard line wide open. Maybe he could have got the first down and maybe he scores. I don't know. Sucks. I'm going to retweet it. RT, everyone can go. I saw it, so you have to see it.
James White was all alone on 3rd and 15. Oh, my God. He's alone. Yeesh. At one point in this game, Edelman had 2 drops. James White had 1 drop. Josh Gordon had 1 catch, and Gronk had no catches. I just don't understand. Nothing makes sense.
It doesn't. Life doesn't make sense. The Patriots are the only thing good in my life right now. Wow, Patriots. Letting me down. Hate to see it.
Lonzo, by the way, fantasy football today.
Oof, yeah. You know what? I'm going to go on a rant about fantasy football. I have a couple players I need to call out personally.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. It looks like I made a comeback in one league. Holy shit. Okay.
I think I'm going to win. I'm going to end up winning, but I had a 17-point lead. Oh. Cameron Brate, 9 points. 0.9 points. Fuck you. Tyreek Hill, 4.1 points. Fuck you. You fit women more than 4.1 times. Justin Myers, 1 for 3 on extra points. You suck. And Michael Thomas, I swear to God, if you don't go off. I swear to God. Chris Carson on my bench going off. Yeah, we love that. Josh Allen is a running back.
Josh Allen is a running back. Yeah.
They should flex in the running back in fantasy. Cowardly that they don't.
Well, you know what? I started Aaron Rodgers over Josh Allen. And it did. Could you? My God, no! I just hate fantasy football. I want to get drunk. I want to get drunk. My finals, by the way, the math final. I had no idea what I was doing for the entire time. It got to the point where there was half an hour left. It's a 2-hour test. There was half an hour left in the test, and there were a few questions I just hadn't started on, and I started randomly showing work just to see if I get partial credit. And luckily I got enough to where I was on the right side of the curve, but econ, I think, went fine. Just not great. Fine.
Yeah. Well, I can't relate because my professor told me afterwards that I showed flashes of brilliance. So can't relate to that.
You showed flashes of brilliance.
Yep. Can't relate, buddy.
Yeah, you know who else has shown flashes of brilliance? Malcolm Brown. Malcolm Brown has shown.
That's a damn lie.
Has shown spurts of dominance.
No, he has. He's shown spurts of diabetes.
I wish he had AIDS. Get him off the
field.
Yeah.
He'd get him off the field at least.
How? Oh, man. Oh, fuck. Why is this team so bad?
I was going to say something, but now I forget.
Why does this team suck?
Damn it. You hate this team. We just hate this team. I've been right all – you know what? I've been right all year. I've said I hate this team every game.
Oh, please.
Yep.
You've picked them to win every game by double digits. I hate them. Get the fuck out.
35-17.
You picked 35-17?
That's what I've been doing all year. Where have you been?
My God. Yeah. Well, this is really, really bad. This is bad. This is very, very bad.
Wait a minute. That's it. When someone tells me that Tom Brady deserves slander for this game, what the fuck did you just say, fucking say about me, little bitch? I'll have you know I graduated top of my class in the Navy SEALs, and I've been involved in numerous secret raids on Al-Qaeda, and I have over 300 confirmed kills. I'm not going to go on just now. Just now.
Yeah. They asked Belichick about silver linings after this game.
No one died.
No one died. No one died, but if Malcolm Brown did,
I wouldn't be mad.
Whoa, it's not what? That I wouldn't be mad.
Act.
It's not that I wouldn't be mad. It just wouldn't. It wouldn't hurt the team. It wouldn't hurt the football team.
Act. Dude, you know what this means?
I don't know.
It means I'm not going to be able to capitalize buy for the rest of the year. This sucks.
Oh.
I could say the Patriots don't get a bye, all capital.
I wouldn't even count the Patriots out in terms of getting a bye. The Texans are not very good. I'll stick by that. And they play the Eagles. Are the Eagles very good? I don't think so, but the Texans, what the fuck have the Texans showed you? Nothing. Rich Hill says,
I'd probably take the 2013 Patriots over this team.
Well, he's an idiot.
I would not either.
Are you? Joe Valano was starting at defensive tackle for that team. Like, fuck off. No.
Kimbrell Tompkins was wide receiver,
too. Kimbrell Tompkins was wide receiver, too. Danny Amendola with a torn groin off the bone was wide receiver, 3. Shane Vereen with his wrist in a fucking cast was RB1. Or sub, he was James White, essentially. Matthew Mulligan was tight end 2. Hooman was tight end 1. Rich Hill's a moron, and Rich Hill has his Patriots coverage has gone way downhill. He's just awful. He stinks.
Indeed. Concur. Anything else, Alonzo? You already cried. I cried a little bit.
The Eagles, I mean, I'm sorry. I want to kill myself. The fucking Texans play at the Eagles and home against the Jags. And
yep, 2-0.
The AFC South is so weird that would the Jags beating the Texans shock you? It would not shock me. And the Eagles, man, the fucking Texans almost lost to the Jets yesterday. Anything can happen.
I'm not counting on this team to get a bye. I'm ready for wild card weekend. Let's go, baby. It's going to be lit.
Is it even wild card weekend? Because my ID is called a wild card, and I don't know if I made that shit up.
Wild card weekend. It's wild card weekend.
Okay.
It's Welker weekend. It's Wildcat weekend.
It's Wildcat. Welcome. Fuck.
At least we get to watch football for like another four to five weeks after the season ends. Usually it's only 3. You only get to see the Patriots play 3 games, but now it's 4, so let's go.
Silver linings. Spin zone.
So, no one died. Patriots play four more games, maybe. 0.007% chance. I crunch the numbers, don't ask. Oh, also, wait. I'm crunching some more numbers right now. Here we go. Jason McCourty sucks. That's what I've concluded. And you will cry.
I don't know what to say. I don't know. By the way, Eli Rogers, future Patriot, count on that.
Been writing. He's gonna play for. Gonna play for a tanking franchise.
I don't have anything to say to that. Sure. I guess you will. This is so depressing. Man. This is so fucking depressing.
Bill Simmons says, what an abominable performance it was. By the Pats.
It was horrendous. Bill Simmons, we've given him shit all season for what he said about the Pats. Today was like, he can hold this up for the rest of his life. Because everything he said about the Pats all season today just came true. Gronk had two catches in the biggest game of the year. Gordon was fucking invisible. Edelman had some big plays down the stretch, but the drops. James White was just what James White has been for his entire career before this year. The passing down.
All right, if I'm going to massacre my dog after I end this podcast. I'm just letting you know. He's sitting outside of my room whining. He's literally like me, but in dog form right now. He's sulking. Little bitch. Hate to see that.
Yeah.
Shoot me into the sun. Just do it. Get it over with. Can a meteor take us out right now?
Do the Patriots even have a chance to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, they do. 35-17.
That's good. Doug,
yeah. All right. Seriously, with the Patriots winning, going on the road, winning the Super Bowl from Wildcat Weekend.
Wildcat, welcome.
Greatest thing you've ever seen. After what we've seen.
With the Patriots what?
If the Patriots won all three of these games, got to the Super Bowl, and won, would that be the greatest Patriots thing you've ever seen?
And then just walked off into the sunset after that? Yeah, that would be incredible.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would probably be the best. That would be their biggest accomplishment so far, easily. This team sucks on the road. We know it. They suck. You suck. We suck. 10 points on the road. Hate to see it.
Just play the shit. McDaniels. I don't know what happens to McDaniels.
They need to take McDaniels. They need to lock him in a small closet with no headsets to ever be found ever. No headsets, no football, no playbook, just water for the rest of the football season. I don't care.
Why are you giving him water? Has he earned water?
Because it would he's going to die if not.
Has he earned water?
I don't know. Let's ask at John 12.
Actually, you know what? I could put McDaniels underwater. I wouldn't be.
We're gonna need a lawyer after this.
We have two good ones.
McDaniels.
It's no biggie. We have two good ones.
All right, lock McDaniels up. Who can call plays?
Tom Brady.
Who's calling the play?
Yeah.
No, it's Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer Brian learned Hoyer enough from Kyle Shanahan. Sure.
That's sure. The man right there. Just freaking. Yep. Let's go, Brian. Man. I want to see the Wildcat offense, not wild card, Wildcat offense with Adrian Waddle and Trent Brown in the back.
They ran, they ran on 2nd and 8 with a full house backfield in the shotgun. Josh McDaniels is what the fuck? What the fuck? Oh my god! Is this the first time we've cried on Title Talk?
No, I don't think so. Been some pretty sad times.
I think this might be a darker podcast than the post Super Bowl podcast. That one was dark. The whole off season of podcast was fucking dark. Fuck you, Brandon Graham.
I'm out of here.
Fuck you, Brandon Graham.
Fuck
off.
Fuck you, everybody. Everybody gets shot in the sun except for Tom Brady and Josh Gordon. You all are gone. You're dead. You're dead to me.
Man, I just... Why didn't we trade for Golden Tate? Why didn't we trade for Damon Harrison? Why didn't we address the fucking linebacker position? Like, that just kind of flies under the radar now. It was the biggest need headed into the offseason, and they addressed it with a 5th and 6th round pick. That's unbelievable. Their big addition on the edge was Adrian Claiborne. He stinks.
I have some. It's funny that you said Golden Tate. Last night, got a little drunk. Go to lay down. Go to sleep on my couch. And my last thought before going to bed was, the Patriots should have traded for Golden Tate. I don't know why.
I had that thought goes through my head like twice a day at least. I mean, they fucking – my God. Chris Hogan is not good. They were throwing Cordarrelle Patterson out there on key third downs, just like randomly.
All right, Alonzo, let's get out of here. Let's just go sulk. We're probably going to get a little bit drunk. We're not going to lie.
I wish.
I am. I don't care. Fuck this. Screw everyone. I'm going on my own FU tour.
I really want to get drunk.
I'm going on my nephew tour. If you're on my path on Twitter in real life.
No. Please get the guys on Twitter. Just please get them. I want to see something funny. And by the way, the Patriots are winning the Super Bowl.
The Patriots are winning the Super Bowl.
I'm just going to cope like that until they don't.
They're winning the Super Bowl.
They're winning. It's going to be a 2012 Ravens style run where Brady's just going to catch fire. Brady's going to catch fire just randomly. They're going to start using Josh Gordon. Gronk is going to be taken out of the garage.
Brady's going to kick Belichick in the nuts as he walks off.
Yes, we love it.
All right, Alonzo. I'll see you on the Twitter.
We'll see you cool people on Twitter. Yeah, sure. I want to die.
Spider-Man. The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.